Do you like podcasts, but get bogged down by the monotonous themes and structures for topics? Do you tire of constantly learning useful information? Well, have no fear. We have no structure. We have no information. We just have a grand old time.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramble Hour. Christopher, how the heck you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Man, I tell you what, this fall weather is here and I am here for it.
It's close for us. It's very close for us right now.
I have started each of the past two mornings with a nice hoodie.
Ooh.
Nice warm cup of coffee. Can't do any better than that. The only thing that beats that is a fall nap. Leave the windows open. It's nice crisp breeze. You hit a nap. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you nap as a parent of two?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a lucky guy.
You just don't, and that's a mistake. When it's crisp fall weather, it's always napping season.
This would be your first fall with two kids.
Yeah, I've never lived through it, technically.
Yeah, so okay.
But here's the thing. I napped through the summer with two kids. I napped through the spring with two kids. So I can't
imagine. You just don't care. You just nap anytime.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'll hit the fall the same way. Probably the winter, too, if we're being honest.
Dude, the group chat was blowing up last week. People are not on board with this daddy doula stuff. The women do not like it.
The women do not like it. And you know what? We don't care about their opinion because this is for the daddies.
It's for the daddies. It's for the daddies.
You know? Yeah. And you even offered your services pro bono for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to like talk about it the whole episode again because our two biggest listeners are not fans. But that didn't discourage me at all. It actually kind of motivated me more. But like, yeah, I figured the wives wouldn't want it.
To get more clientele. Yeah, rightfully so. Rightfully so. You know, I don't want to duel at our birth, but they still show up.
Exactly, dude. So your next one, I won't pro bono it for you just because I'll be super in the weeds of being really good at it. But I'll do it for a cheaper price.
Yeah, no, that's all I can. Just curious, how is the daddy dueling going?
Killing it, dude. I'm absolutely
has it faded
killing
off
it.
Or still pretty needy?
No, it's still pretty hardcore.
Ooh. Well, at least you haven't been called over to like show how to change a diaper or anything yet.
No. My client is very professional, very great. I'm just along for the ride with him right now.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your week been like?
Oh man, I got some stories. I always have stories.
We know.
So, you know, I am an avid Pophead collector.
You don't say.
As we all know. And I found, you know, I'm big on Whatnot, right? I'm known on the app called Whatnot. They auction off a lot of items. They don't know me at all, but I did win, and I haven't forgotten this. I did win you a corkscrew watch band a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I thought you won me something else. I was so excited for a second.
Have you ever worn it?
No, I haven't bought a watch to wear it with.
Oh, perfect. Glad I spent all those hours waiting to win that giveaway for you.
You spent, what, 2 hours?
It was like three. Yeah, they talk for a long time about stuff I don't care about.
You're fine. You sat through it while at work, so you should have been working to begin with.
So I was on Whatnot, and I found this new stream, and they start their pops at $3.
Ooh.
You know, you can't beat a $3 pop.
Mm-mm.
You know? So I purchased a couple. The first day I watched, of course, because you can't slide by at a $3 pop. You're like, this is too good to pass up. I got to slide.
Too good to be true. You know?
Yeah. So did two the first day. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know, they're doing this show every single day and they're selling hundreds of pops. They were on for like 9 hours and selling hundreds of pops for $3. Like, surely if they're going to take the next day off and like ship these pops out. Right. Didn't happen. They were back the next day. I was also back the next day, which was probably the problem. And I bought two the next day as well. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know, this could be a scam. They could send me empty boxes. Right, never happened. Whatnot's a very reputable site. Shout out if you want to sponsor us. Very reputable site, but you never know. People are weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they do their due diligence there, and then like if they have reviews, you would check those before you buy anything.
Oh no, not at all. Not in a live auction setting, because when that pop goes live, I don't have time to check reviews. I may be in a room for 30 seconds. If you don't got a pop I like, I'm out. I may be in a
That
room for 12 hours.
that's insane.
You know, you never know how long I'm gonna hang out
That's crazy.
and just lurk. So the first two of the four that I bought were supposed to arrive today, between 6:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. I stood outside for an hour and watched. They did not arrive. That
What are
was
they
just a
coming? FedEx, UPS?
no, they're coming by the postal services, so the
Was your
United
mail
States.
delivered today?
Our mail was not delivered today,
So it's not
which
on
is
these
even more
guys.
alarming. Which is even more
Exactly.
alarming.
Exactly. So it's not like it's a scam and starting to turn out to be true. Your postal service is failing you today.
They may be the scammers. They may be siphoning off the pops.
Exactly. If you get empty boxes, it's probably the driver.
That's on that old man. He'll definitely take some things,
I mean, hey
you know.
man, if it looks good and he could flip it, why not?
Absolutely. So yeah, I got an office one and three Harry Potters. So digging into that
Ooh.
Harry Potter collection real
Is
quick.
that the next collection you're going for?
That's the next big collection, yes.
Okay.
So obviously I will collect on the side still of like Houston Astros, smaller collection. I'm only missing one, the 100, if I can find a good price pop head, not three digits, not $330 for one.
Oof. Oof.
You know,
Listeners were not happy with you saying you were willing to spend that kind of money.
no, they thought I was wild for that. I mean,
I don't blame them, but
notice I didn't spend it.
they were not happy with you.
Fast and Furious, I'd collect if I caught him on the offhand. Ted Lasso is kind of a smaller one that I'm collecting, but the main focus is going to be once I finish The Office, which now I'm nine, I think nine away. It's going to be Harry Potter is going to be the main focus.
To finish The Office, how much money to get all nine?
Of The Office, so let's see. So you got 20, 20, so that's 40, 60, 80, 100, and probably $20.
Why don't you just spend the 120 to get all of them right now?
Well, because it's part of, I mean, I don't know, maybe because part of it's coming to an end. You know, like you know how people don't watch the last episode of a TV series because they don't want it to end?
I'd never heard that ever.
What?
Ne never. Listeners, let me know if I'm crazy. Have you ever watched a TV show, the final episode, series finale? You don't watch it because it's the end.
So I will tell you, I know of one person. She is not a listener.
Okay. Are you married to her?
I am married to
Isn't
her.
that sad? Your wife doesn't
It's
listen?
for her, it's psych. She will not watch the final season because she didn't want it to end.
Really?
She'll tell you that if you ask her.
I went text her. We'll get an answer live on air because
Yeah.
that's absurd.
Well, she's running. She may actually not answer you, but
Well, I
we may
mean,
not get it live,
she ain't gonna be
but
running for the next hour, surely.
you never know. You know, she's a runner and a track star as well, so but yeah,
And she knows how to actually read.
she definitely can read. I want to be very clear. Also, in that book, I took off 4 hours on Monday from work, holding up the book again so Christopher can see it. Took 4 hours off on Monday for work for car purposes, had to do something with the car. And in that time, I read four full chapters.
Wow, okay. Do you remember anything from them?
I do, and I also did some note taking. I'll show it to the camera. I got some notes on there of the questions. I'm going
Wow.
to put it on a bigger piece of paper, but this is primarily because it's my bookmark.
Okay.
So
Well, I'm
I'm
proud
doing
of
pretty
you.
good.
I'm proud of you. And you have to read what, four more chapters? They don't have to read like eight?
Four more chapters in a week, in a week's time. So
Well, you read four in a day, so you can easily knock it out.
yeah.
Now, so okay, so I back to your pops. So you just don't want the collection to end, even though you have tons of other ones you're going to start collecting.
Yeah, maybe it's just the fact that The Office is going to be over. I mean, I haven't even looked. As we're talking, I'm going to give you guys a live update. I'm going to look to see if there's a upcoming list of Office Funko Pops that may be released.
Okay. See, I just you would think you just want to get them all collected before they start skyrocketing in price.
You one might think that, but the most expensive one that has been out there in the past time dropped significantly in cost. So, oh, yep. So as of right now, my list is the most up-to-date list. So yeah, I'm only missing those few, and then I'll be.
You're missing one Astros player. Which one is it?
So I have Jose Altuve, but it's Jose Altuve diving. So, I saw it one time and passed on it, and that was a mistake. I mean, one time live, like I was physically in a store and saw it, and I passed on
Yeah,
it. That was a
yeah.
mistake. I mean, and it's a
And
common, so it's not like it's hard to
you
find or
could
anything.
just so we're all aware. You could buy it on the Funko Pop website for $12.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So
Your
yeah, you know.
collect there's no like thought to it.
There's
You're
no
just
what?
nilly-willy with it.
Well, yeah, you know, I got some good deal on some Harry Potter ones. Like, here's the thing. When I was watching this stream and I watched it for like 8 hours, I got a Dwight that I was missing as Recyclops, which is that's one I got. And then there was one that came up and it was Dwight as a Sith Lord. I don't know if you remember that episode. It's one of the Halloween episodes. And I looked at what I have it marked out as is what the cost was when I looked at it whenever I was putting costs down. And I bid up into my range and some guy went higher than it or a lady went higher than it. So I was out at that point. That's what it is. Like, don't get me wrong, I could go and spend as much money as I want and complete this collection. Like, there's no stopping me for that. Besides the bills I have to pay. But like, I want a good deal on it too. I don't want to overpay or overspend, right? Because when I complete this collection, what it, let's just say I want to turn and sell it. A complete office collection would sell for so much. Complete, because you got to do no research. It's all right there in front of your face. But that ain't happening.
What's happening? You're selling
Yeah. It brings me too much joy.
it?
Brings me way too much joy. Oh, did I tell you this one? I don't know if I told you this one. We went to, it was a couple weekends ago. And so my wife and I are big into garage sailing, right? We love a good garage sale. That's where most of our kids' clothes comes from. Like, 12 shirts for a quarter, deal. You
Exactly.
know, who cares if they have holes?
Yeah, sew
Or you a kid, you don't know the difference.
them up.
And so I was looking on Facebook because they typically post them on like Thursday, Friday. They're like, "Oh, we have a big garage sale, big garage sale." And obviously, you keep an eye out for them. Well, this one was like big garage sale, lots of Funko Pops,
Really?
and I was like, "I'm interested." And so they post. They had a picture. Sometimes they have pictures. They had a picture, and there was one pop head that caught my interest. Okay, it was Donald Duck from Halloween Town in the video game Kingdom Hearts. That was a long thing to say. I have other Kingdom Hearts. I'm not actively collecting them, but that's one of my like top two video games, like the Kingdom Hearts franchise. And so I was like, I want to go. So I scrolled to a different picture that had other cool things, kids' clothes, whatever.
Showed the wife.
Screenshotted it, sent it to the wife. Said, "We
Smart
should
man.
go. We should
Smart
go."
man.
And so we went. We showed up. We were the only people there to start, and I mean, it was massive. And we were walking, and I had not told her anything about Funko Pops, right?
Oh,
I was
boy.
walking around, and there was a sign that said, whatever, 3 for 1 or 2 for 1, buy two, get one free Funko Pops. And I like lifted up, I was like, oh, like, hey, look at this, right? Like, I just found this. How crazy! And I like opened the box it was attached to, and it was closed, and I was like, oh man, like, acted mad or whatever. And she finished shopping and getting all the clothes and whatever. And I was like, are you going to ask them like if they have Funko Pops? And she's like, yeah,
Oh
absolutely, I'll ask. I was like, so great. And
my
so she went over and she asked, she's like, do you guys have, any Funko Pops? And like, oh yeah, we forgot to bring them out. And they went inside and brought out two giant bins of Funko Pops.
Really?
And they're like, what are you looking for? And I'm like, oh, just kind of a mixture of everything. And so they start pulling them out. And I was like, in heaven, right?
Anything
Funko
good?
Pop heaven. Most of it was Star Wars, so not my collection, not my forte. the Donald Duck had sold.
Oh, what are the chances?
So, but on the plus side, I bought my sister and brother-in-law 4 Star Wars Funko Pop heads that are holiday themed.
Ooh, okay.
It's like Boba Fett, Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper, and C-3PO as snowmen.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like Christmas themed. It's really cool. They had it as like a little bundle. It was all 4 of them for $35. They're all in really good condition. I think all, if not most of them, have like protectors. So I was
Okay.
like, hey, might as like I texted them first, and they were like, yeah, like why not? We'll take it. I was like, cool.
Nice. That's not a bad
So
deal then.
I got that. Oh, and then I bought the young one, a Spider-Man pop head. Of
Okay. Yeah.
course, you knew that part. You just didn't know the whole lead up to why we were there.
Yeah. And no, I remember you telling us that story last week. He broke it already, the stand.
Yeah, straight
Is
broke,
he,
and doesn't even play with it right now.
I was gonna say, let's do a check-in. Is he still carrying it around?
No, doesn't check in, doesn't play, but he does play with. So at that same garage sale, we bought him a set of marbles,
Oh.
and it's like marble tracks, and he still plays with that. He,
Ooh,
that's
that's
probably his
cool.
favorite toy right now.
Okay.
He
Okay.
builds them and just has the time of his life
That's
with those
awesome. Okay.
things. So, one benefit to being there was we got marble tracks, but that would be the only benefit. So, that's the Funko Pops world that I'm living in. I'm taking a break for the rest of the month. I've
You, I feel like you
overspent my
say that
allotment.
every week. And there always happens just to be a deal you can't pass up.
Yeah. Thank you for understanding. Seriously, I really appreciate you siding with me there because that means a lot.
So, listeners, if you ever hear Austin say, "I bought my Funkos for the month," there's a good chance, 98% chance, he's buying two more before the end of the month.
Here's the thing, it depends, right? If I say I'm done buying Funkos for the month and then there's a surprise trip to Nerd Boulevard, do you think I could pass up that? I'm in the town.
Will you still watch Whatnot for the rest of the month?
No, because I get
Okay.
too tempted.
So you know.
Yeah, I get too tempted. If I'm sitting on there, like I'll open it, I'll see one, and I'm like, nope, like I gotta get out of here.
Accidentally bid. Oops.
Yeah. I will. I can't because I'll overspend and then I'll be upset at myself because I was very clear, that I was ideally done. So no, I'll now let me tell you, if you don't think I'm counting down the days to November 1st, you're wrong, because that's when it starts over, baby. We turn it on November 1st, so November 1st we live again. Ain't
So
no playing around.
are you waiting up all night for postal service, or are you gonna hope they come tomorrow?
Well, I mean, truly, you guys are lucky that I'm podcasting right now and not standing at my mailbox.
We should have recorded from your mailbox.
We should, I mean, honestly, I could have done it live from the street.
I mean, all you need is a hotspot in your laptop and you'd have been good
Yeah,
to go.
because this, I mean, I should be out there right now watching. Because here's the thing, I'm in here, wife's on a run. So if they drop it off on the front doorstep,
You'll
it's
have no
eaten alive
idea.
with bugs,
Porch
eaten alive.
pirates. Porch pirates, bro.
At night,
Mean, that's the easiest time to do it.
So, yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. So let's hope they're there when I leave.
Let's hope so. We'll just be refreshing the tracking all night long.
See, I can't imagine though, like mail people are delivering right now. That would be wild.
Don't think this time of year they'd be delivering this late.
This time of year, it hasn't even been daylight savings time yet, bro.
Between Christmas time, they'll deliver late.
Really?
Yeah, they'll deliver to like the wee hours.
Spoiler update, as of right now, just looked it up, still expected to be here today. It was out for delivery at 6:10 this morning.
I don't think you're getting it today.
I don't think I'm gonna move on. And so
Mean,
the problem is,
Amazon, we'll order stuff off Amazon. I'll wake up in the morning and it's already been delivered at like 4 or 5 in the morning.
yeah, have you ever like watched those people that do those drop-offs? So you're like a contractor. You're not really like a worker from Amazon. So you have to use your
Okay.
own vehicle, which it kind of is, the bum part of it all. But you can pick up like routes, and it'll have a certain amount of stops, and you like load your cart on, and you go drop it off or whatever, and it, takes your Amazon software like takes you the route, so you don't have to think about it. But you'll make hundreds of dollars
A night.
doing that. Yeah, like just going and dropping things off overnight.
Dang.
Like, I mean, I've never really been interested in it, but a lot of people talk about like how it's a good side hustle money maker. To
I
me, I
mean, if
just
you're
think it's too
doing it
much.
every day, $200 a day, that's $73,000.
I mean, that's a lot. And you also got to be willing to put the wear and tear on your car. And,
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if you go and did it 2 times a week, you could probably make decent money off it.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting up early and, being done before all your kids woke up in your house or whatever. Like, you could be
Yeah.
fine.
Man.
Could be a good world.
No,
Could
I
be a
didn't
good world.
realize that. But obviously the ones like in the it's like the Amazon vans and stuff. I didn't realize people were using their own stuff though.
Oh, we primarily get like your own vehicle. We don't often get the Amazon vans anymore.
Oh, we get the Amazon vans. We're special in our neighborhood.
Because you're out in the boonies.
Hey, man. Whatever makes us special, we get Amazon vans.
Whatever it takes to get the van, right?
And we get the new vans too. We don't get those
The
junk
electric
ones.
vans.
Yeah.
And we have a hub close
EMFs
to us.
everywhere.
We have a hub close to us because we have a hub right there on 820. You drive it as you come into the to our
Yeah,
house.
we have a hub not far from us either.
Really? Where?
249.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a hub out
249
there.
and like 99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there are all those the construction's been
Yeah.
off of the road that I go to work. What's that road?
Couldn't
The
tell you.
one I told you where the water tower is off by Dice Park.
You're gonna want me to say a word, but I'm
I
not
know
connected with you.
I don't remember which street it is. You're the
You
one who
know the
always
name of it. You want me to pronounce it because I say it wrong.
you spell it to me then. I literally
Oh,
never know the name.
Boudreaux.
Boudreaux, that's it. Okay. You're the only one who tells me, like, you're like, oh, this is where you're going. I'm like, oh, I just know where I'm going. I don't know the roads I'm on.
Boudreaux. Yeah. Over there by the old Dyess Park. Man, I used to run that town.
The town? The whole town.
The whole town.
It's funny. I
Yeah.
never heard of you until like 10 years ago.
It'd be closer to 11 at this point.
Like 11 years ago?
And really probably closer to 12 because I was coaching for a while before, so.
Yeah, but I never heard your name as just that dude.
Oh yeah.
That
That
guy who
hottie with a
doesn't know
body.
anything about soccer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That must have been a different guy. It wasn't
The
me.
Make-A-Wish kid is what they called you.
Yeah, just me making wishes down there, coaching. Living in the sun. That's a big wish for me. So, yeah, that's my Funko-ness. Nothing else crazy happening in my life. Hoping to hit some more garage sales up this weekend, as always. Oh, big news. Not any funny stories yet that have come of it, but I can prep the waters. So our oldest son was moved to a big boy bed, as we have deemed it,
Oh.
meaning we've taken off one wall of the crib and said,
Ooh.
best of luck, brother. So we got him, pillows or a pillow, big boy sheets, as we call them. They're the same sheets that he normally wears, just he got to pick them.
Right.
And it has like a sheet, actually. So it's not just the sheet like that's covering the mattress. It's like a sheet that we would typically use.
Okay.
And we got a bumper that you like that so they can't roll out of bed.
Yeah.
Well, my advice to you is don't buy one
Don't buy the
because,
bumper.
yeah, if you're going to use the crib version of the toddler bed, because it doesn't fit, because the toddler beds that we have a lip.
Oh.
So it didn't fit. It didn't work. We worked on it for like a couple hours tonight,
Okay.
and it didn't work. And so what we ended up doing is I took a queen size sheet and I laid it out to the length, the width of the crib, and I rolled it up like a snake and I
Okay.
tucked it under his sheet. So I'm like, that'll work.
Now, how did he go to sleep? Fine.
So ours always lays in there and does who knows what for at least an hour. I feel like no matter how tired this kid is, it's like he doesn't just go in there and go to sleep. Like it's impossible. And so, I mean, he did fine. He never one time so far got out of bed. Obviously, the middle of the night's going to be very interesting.
You think so?
Yes, because he moves and does a lot of things in the middle of the night. So we'll see.
Okay.
There is concern that if he does fall out of bed, that will not be a pleasant middle of the night story. So I'll
Oh,
have to
no
update you
chance.
guys into next week what that looks like.
I cannot wait. I mean, I hope he doesn't fall out of bed. I'm curious to see if he like gets out of bed when he wakes up or if he just waits.
Well, he asked, can he get out of bed when he wakes up? And we told him no.
Okay.
We'll see if he follows that. We're trying to go one step at a time, right? We're trying to just say, hey, like, we're removing that barrier. We want to give him a couple weeks of doing that, and then we're going to start to turn his hatch a certain color. So
Like you can
depending on
play in
the
your room.
time, yep, red will be, you got to be in your bed. When it turns to, we said either blue or like violet purple, you can get out of your bed and read a book quietly in your bed, right? Because eventually our boys are going to share the same room, so you don't leave. And then when it's green, you can leave whenever if you choose to. Right? So it's not like, because we don't want like him getting up at 4:30 because he can't tell time and just come wandering out like, here we are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that's why we're trying to do the colors. And if you sometimes you just need to sit up and read a good book.
You wouldn't know, but yes, I agree with that.
I mean, I am 4 chapters into a book, and you congratulated me on that.
Oh, no, I think, I mean, it's your first book you've read, though, but one that didn't have pictures.
Thank you. I read a lot of picture books. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and I'm gonna call you out. Okay,
For
our
it.
son wanted a big boy bed because of a book character named Little Critter. Right? You didn't even know who Little Critter was.
Zero idea. Honestly, I saw the picture. I said, oh, yeah, in the group text. Still have no idea who that guy is.
You've never read a Little Critter book?
No chance.
Mercer
I mean,
Mayer? That's the author? Mercer Mayer?
No. I mean, I've seen the books for sure. Yeah, I mean, I've seen this little critter, I guess, his name.
Little Critter, yeah.
I mean, maybe my parents read it to me as a kid. Like, no, this was never a household known thing in our house.
What?
Yeah, Little Critter was nothing. It wasn't nothing special in our household.
Oh, I can tell you some of my fondest memories. Mother, I know you're listening, so you can tell Dad. Some of my fondest memories are there were two books I have found out. It was like Bun Bun's Birthday and Little Sister's Bracelet. Those were the names of the two books. And within those books, when you opened the first page, it had a list of all the characters in the book, or in like the Mercer Mayer story realm, right? So they weren't necessarily in this book, but they were kind of all through the realm. And those two were my favorite books because my dad and I would sit there and we'd read the characters' names, but we'd read them in different voices or we'd do different things. So, like, I don't remember, Bat Child was one of the characters' names, and I think we did it in like a deep voice. And there were these characters that were, I think, twins, and they were named Maurice and Molly. And I mean, I kid you not, I would scream at the absolute top of my lungs, Maurice and Molly, every time we got there. And it, I mean, those are some of the best memories of reading books that I can think back to, is Little Critter.
What age were you when you were reading these to you?
So I lived in Texas, so greater than 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I remember them specifically in Texas. I am sure we did it in
Or,
California when I lived
yeah.
there, but
Oh.
I can only remember Texas.
I know this book just from passing, like seeing it places, but I don't ever think. I don't ever remember my family ever owning one of these books, nor do I ever remember like someone reading this book to me.
That's crazy. That's a wild time. Like, I could literally, I mean, there's so many of those. Let me,
Oh
okay.
yeah, I'm looking at it right now. There's like hundreds.
Yeah, so do you know Curious George?
Of course.
Okay. You never know. Do you know Clifford?
Of course.
Okay. We've crossed a couple big bridges there. Okay. What about the Bernstein Bears?
Yep.
Okay. Chris, yeah. You gained some brownie points back at least.
Well, I mean, I can tell you. So, like, Curious George was a movie. What was the second one? Clifford TV show movie. Berenstain Bears social media.
You've never seen them, or you've never like read them, like
I don't
consciously
remember.
known you read them.
I don't remember these books as a kid.
Really? And you're one of the people with better memories, in my opinion.
Oh yes, and that's the things I don't remember books as a kid.
Really? You guys were just too busy playing backyard soccer.
Dude, we were My childhood, I just remember being outside all the time.
Fair.
Like that's all I remember doing is playing out front, like at our old house at the age of like when you do all those kind of things, like the kiddie books, is I remember just being outside all the time. I don't remember reading books at all.
How often would you say you read books to your daughter now?
Dude, 90% of the time.
Okay, so you're saying like, what would you say, 10 to 12 books a day?
Yeah.
And just think, like, if you don't remember any books, you know? So like, I would agree. Like, I read my deal with my child is, I will read you a book one time before nap, and I'll read you that same book one time after nap. Once I've read it one time in those two time frames, put it to the side. I'm not reading it again because he will want to read the same book 10 times in a row.
Oh yeah, no. Our rule is, or mine is, my wife is like whatever she does. I do. I'll read it two times in a row, then we have to read a different book two times in a row, and then we can go back to that other one. But we gotta break it up at some point.
I can't keep reading that same book over and over.
Especially for our older ones, they're now getting to longer books.
Oh man.
So, dude, I'm like getting bored a quarter of the way through these things. I'm like, no chance am I reading this again to you. This book stinks.
Or my favorite is like, our older one comes with like the little kid's Bible. He's like, read this. And it's like, bro, you don't want to hear all these stories.
Dude,
Like, in the beginning.
our daughter is like a little preacher, dude. She'll get her Bible out. She'll go stand at our front window and she'll just yell Jesus and start just spewing out words. I think she's speaking in tongues. And it's like knocking on the window, like pointing to people and just like prophesying, dude. I have no idea what
Wow.
she's doing, but she'll take her Bible, any page. Jesus ain't on that page.
Yeah.
She'll yell the word Jesus, point to it, and start going. Like,
Hey.
what do you think?
She sounds like she's got it all together.
And she loves David and Goliath because there's one of the Bibles, like Goliath's like 2 pages. He takes over 2 pages. So she loves that the giant fell down. She thinks it's hilarious.
Giant. Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny. The giant fella. Gotta make
Yeah,
sure he's
no.
represented.
But you know, I mean, just that's weird though. It's like I'm reading all the time to her, but I don't remember any books as a kid. I'm
Yeah.
know my parents read to me, because
Oh,
it's
I'm
not
sure.
something my memory held on to.
Yeah. Maybe they just weren't good readers.
Maybe. I mean,
Just
I know the movies I used to watch, the shows, like all that kind of stuff. The books, bro, no
dialing
chance.
into American Idol late at night.
Dude, best story about America. I'm sure your wife's told you.
I'm
We
sure.
were on a road trip. And when we would go on road trips, we would bring a little mini TV and my PS2, because it was a DVD player or you could game.
Okay.
So you didn't need internet back then, kids. When you played games, you didn't need internet. We
The
were
good old
awesome.
days.
You'd have to download the game. You got a
Good old
disc, you
days.
just played it immediately. So we would do that, but then we became big time American Idol family, like diehard fans. Your wife cried when somebody left. I cried when people left. I mean, it was just, it's heartbreak central. So we're on our way. I don't remember what road trip this was. Maybe it was probably one of the times we went to Florida, but all I remember is American Idol was on that night. It was elimination night.
Ooh.
Voted the night before in the hotel, driving back or wherever we stayed. My mom is holding her hand, half her body out the window with antennas so we could watch on the road American Idol live.
Wild.
Dude, it was incredible. And we're like, it's cutting out. We're freaking out because what are we supposed to do here? We can't see who Ryan Seacrest is going to eliminate.
And the worst part is two things. One, you know darn well your dad is not a slow driver.
No.
So he's going 90 and your mom's out window. And two, how on earth did no one pull you over?
It was late at night. Late at night. I mean,
Like,
it was like
what?
7, 8 central, and it was dark outside when this thing's on.
That's wild.
Dude, but that, like, we stopped watching it. I don't remember why we stopped. Probably when we, like, my family got rid of, like, cable and stuff, and we did just didn't watch TV. Like, we went to streaming at that point. But my wife and I now watch it. Every February, it's American Idol time.
Yeah. Is
We love it.
it how long is it?
The season?
Yeah.
Maybe
Like, is
Tim
it a,
May.
so it's only one season in a year?
Yeah, the
Okay.
Voice does it like twice a year, but they
Okay.
do it just one season a year. I feel like it's from February to May. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think that's what it is.
Do you guys still vote?
No, we don't vote because the voting is weird now. So like, we
Okay.
don't watch it live. We normally watch it the next day because that's when like they put it on Hulu.
Got it.
So we don't vote, but like the voting is like you vote online, and it used to be back in the heyday, you would have 2 hours after the show to call and vote. Now it's like, oh, voting starts tonight and will end next week. And you're like, and you vote online or you text it. You don't call anymore. So voting, it's just not the same to me.
When you used to call, was it people who answered the phone?
No,
Or
so
was it an automated thing?
it was an automated thing. It's like, hey, it's like a super like computer sounding. Thank you for calling and voting for contestant number 9, da-da-da, whatever. And you just kept going over and over. And then when the live show, or the live show, the final two would happen, the finale, those people would like record their recording, like, hey, thank you so much for calling and voting for Jordan Sparks or Blake Lewis. I hope we win or whatever. And I'll never forget, because that was the first year we heard them do that, was when Jordan Sparks and Blake Lewis were in the finals. And my youngest sister, because like the phone lines would get busy, and so like you get the busy tone, you hang up, and you have to try to dial again, because when you get the busy, your phone doesn't count. So dude, we got every phone in the house, my parents' cell phones, the house phone, like whatever phone existed in that house, we'd guest over, they had a cell phone or dialing on that phone, it didn't matter. So when our youngest sister got that, what we first thought, she was on the phone with this guy, like he was the one who answered. And then when other sister made her vote and it got through it, oh, okay, it's recording. We were like freaking out. They're
Oh
like, oh
my.
my gosh, she answered our call.
What, that would have been wild.
It would have been insane. I'd be like, that would make sense as to why it's so busy. But
That would make sense because she's answering the phone, having full
dude,
conversations with these people.
but American Idol, I mean, I spent so much money on iTunes buying the American Idol songs. I probably funded that show for an entire year.
Probably didn't even pay Ryan Seacrest's salary.
No chance. That dude makes bank doing the show.
Yeah, that dude's wealthy. Okay, so enough about me. How was your week?
My week has been great so far. We went to a pumpkin patch last week.
Ooh, a little pumpkin patch. Little
Because we have.
PP.
Do I?
Little PP, pumpkin patch.
All right, sure. We're going to go that
Threw you off. You're welcome.
big time. That's absurd. We'll get text about that one. I'm so lost now. So we got to the pumpkin patch right down the street from our house, literally
Nice.
breathed the whole shebang,
Oh,
taught my
nice.
daughter what a seesaw is. She thought it was like the coolest thing
Ooh.
in the world.
Did you
So that
ride
was
the
awesome.
seesaw or just hand the seesaw? Like, did you just hand push the seesaw or did you, like, sit on it?
No, there was a bigger one, but this one was like made for more, not like, of course, she's still like a little too small to be on there by herself, kind of thing. So I put her on one end and I just like basically pumped it up, down,
Okay.
slowly.
Yep.
If I tried sitting on it, like I would have been like too tall for it. So I tried at first. I was like, I
Sure.
can't do this.
Okay,
And
seesaw.
the
That's
big one, I
pretty
was
cool.
too worried about putting her on the other end of. So
Sure.
it was fun though. The pumpkin patch was a lot of fun. There's like a little maze thing they have. And I think a tic-tac-toe thing that you could do with pumpkins. I couldn't really tell, because it didn't say tic-tac-toe, but people are making it tic-tac-toe.
Okay. Any hay rides? That's a typical thing at pumpkin patches.
Not this one, because this is like I said, it's free and it's really tiny.
Okay.
So if there's like a tractor you could take pictures with, a big like probably 10 or 12 foot skeleton to take a picture with,
Oh, nice.
but no like hay rides or anything like that.
Okay. So
No
just.
real mazes or anything.
Did you guys get pumpkins there?
We got one. So my wife went to Trader Joe's last week, a couple of days before that, and bought like a bunch of little pumpkins for like our daughter to paint and stuff. And then we bought one big one that we're gonna show her what it looks like to carve a pumpkin,
Okay. That'd be pretty cool.
like an old jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. You gonna put it out front?
I don't know where we'll put it. Probably out front.
Let the peanut butter kid eat it.
He's like, he's not gonna eat it.
You'd be
Actually,
surprised.
we've played outside with not. I mean, when I say played, I mean my daughter goes out there and just watches everybody else play.
That's
But
usual.
we're outside with them. I think it was yesterday, maybe the past 2 days, not tonight, but Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday, isn't it?
Today's Tuesday, yeah.
So Sunday and Monday, dude, I have like a really bad time. Like yesterday, when my coworker was like, "Hey, how was your weekend?" I was like, "It was good." He's like, "What'd you do?" I was like, "I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what I did 2 days ago."
Which is so crazy because I could tell you a story from like 8 years ago in Beaumont, and you could tell me every detail of
It's
that trip to Beaumont.
absurd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It,
Like, you could
and
probably
I
tell me
don't.
scores of those games, realistically.
And then in the future, I'll remember this like moment and be able to tell you about it. My brain is bizarre, but I don't know where I was going. Oh, so we've been playing outside, so that's been kind of fun. We had like this little bicycle. I push her around on the bicycle. Then it's been kind of fun because now that the weather's cooler, we can actually do that.
You can actually go outside, yeah.
Yeah. It's just
Yeah.
tough because it's still, for us, pretty freaking hot out right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we were discussing off air, high is 69 tomorrow. So, my oldest wants to play outside. I'm like, yes, please, let me grab a little jacket.
Let me see if ours has changed at all.
Let me grab
Because
something to warm myself up.
conditions forecast, we got our daily. So tomorrow's a high of 78. Oh, wow. A low of 49.
See, it could be pretty good.
Let's see
Could
when
be.
it's going to hit 49 tomorrow.
It'll be early in the morning, I'm sure.
It'll
Real early.
be 7 a.m.
Oh yeah. So.
That's crazy. How does that make how, to make this make sense? Well, first off, it's not even tomorrow. It is Thursday morning. But Thursday morning, 57 degrees at 2 a.m. 7 a.m. it's 48 degrees. So how's
Cold
it
front.
going to drop and then go right back up?
Cold front coming in, quick cold front.
A cold front for an hour?
A QCF, quick cold front.
I think for an hour though. I mean, that's just bonkers.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. You know? So, okay. Yeah, pumpkin patches are cool. I didn't get to go. My wife and kids went to one as well this
Okay.
week. You know, it's like the fall thing to do, I guess.
Of course, that and pumpkin spice lattes.
No on the pumpkin spice lattes. So yeah, they went and they seemed to have fun. I mean, you
Did I tell you, did we talk about a pumpkin soda?
So not on air. I was aware you had it.
Dude, it's
Yes.
disgusting. H-E-B made its own pumpkin, like pumpkin cream creme. And it is boot angle, bro.
And
So
how so you
disappointed I
bought a
bought it.
12 pack.
Unfortunately, that's all they had. See, I
Have you
went.
gotten rid of all
No, I still got four staring me down in that fridge
of
outside. Every time I open it, they're like, "We're still here."
them?
Dude, it was like such a disappointment. I was so excited for it. I love pumpkin spice flavored things. I took one sip. It basically just think of like maybe like Sprite's those flavor. Just like think of carbonated water,
Yeah.
pumpkin spice seasoning just poured in it, shaken up, and then giving it to you.
No, that's not for me.
There's no cream taste. It's like, dude, such a disappointment. So still pretty bummed about that purchase.
That's what, you know, you want to know the best part of it. You texted and were like, "This is so bad. I'm trying to give it away to people, right?" So I knew you had it, and we were at HEB this past weekend, and my wife goes, "Oh, look, a pumpkin soda." I said, "Seriously?" She said, "Yeah, we should try it." Said, "Do not. Are you in those text messages where your brother like trashed
Dude, she's like so like not in
it?"
our text messages. It's absurd.
I know, like she'll just jump in like run randomly like 5, 10 messages and then dip out for another week.
Well, then I will bring one next in 3 weeks.
Oh goodness! Hopefully they're still good by then.
I mean, they haven't been opened.
Fair.
You know what? By then, they may taste better than they're supposed to.
That's true. They may actually soak in the flavor that we're expecting them to
Exactly. So.
have. Yeah, no, so that'll be good. And then we are going to try something a little different. And this is part of the reason going back to our oldest one moving out of a crib into a toddler bed, is we're gonna put him in the same bed as us. So, ever since our oldest one has been born, We had him in the same room as us for less than 3 days.
Okay.
2 days, on that third day, we said we can't deal with the noises that this baby produces in the middle of the night. Babies make a lot of weird noises. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but with our first, we didn't know any different. So we put him in his own room. And so he's been in his own room since basically 3 days home, 10 days old, basically, give or take. And so we're going to go take a quick, trip down to our old college town.
Ooh,
And we're going to stay the night
Nacogdoches.
going down there to the old Knack Tack. And, we got a hotel room because Airbnbs are booked out the wazoo for homecoming weekend, right?
Oh,
Or
yeah.
extremely pricey. So we got a hotel. And so this will be the first time in our child's life that he has slept in the same room as us. So we tried it one other time when he was, under 2 days old or under 3 days old or whatever. And then we tried it again when he was like, I don't know, 6 months maybe.
Yeah.
And we put him to bed at 7 o'clock and we did whatever we were doing. And then we went in there at midnight. And this is at my parents' old house, not the Houston house, their old Palestine house. And we got into bed and I was closing my eyes and he lost his mind. And there was no consoling him. I mean, he screamed and screamed and you rocked him, you put milk in his face. Like, kid was livid. We were in his room, like, looking you in the face. Finally, my wife got him to calm down. We gave him to my mom because he woke the whole house up. I mean, ain't nobody sleeping through that. And we gave him to my mom and we went outside to like cool off slash get our heads back together for a little bit. And ever since then, we have never even attempted to like be in his room when he's asleep. We do everything we can to not have to go in there once he is asleep, like unless it's life and death, because we don't know what's going to happen. And we're just going to rip off the Band-Aid and we're going to say, you know what? The three of us, we're going to be in the same bed for one night because that's all we got.
This is I cannot wait for this because just like the stories for this is, I mean, he's gonna love it. He's
Oh,
gonna want to
for
do it when
sure.
he get home. But he's also the dude doesn't like a blanket. And you'll be
No.
sleeping with a blanket. You and your wife are blanket people.
For sure.
So it's gonna be incredible. Plus, I mean, your dog's gonna be with you, right?
No, because we'll be in. No, the dog will stay behind. Sloan will stay behind.
Okay.
No dogs in a hotel, dude. Come on.
By the way, a
So.
little update. Your wife said she's 3 seasons behind on Psych.
And ask her why she is not finishing it.
I
Because she
said, why
doesn't
did you
want it to
stop?
end.
Oh, we're gonna find out if she's gonna say, I just didn't like it anymore. We're gonna call you a liar. Don't
Live on the
text her.
air. I'm not
Don't
texting her.
text.
I have no interest in texting her.
Okay.
I'll just shout really loudly now that she's home. No, yeah, so we'll see how that goes. That's gonna be, I'll definitely have some interesting stories when that weekend occurs.
Your wife, dude,
Which
got
is
super
coming up.
boring. Are y'all done?
Maybe, here's the thing. Maybe she's given us different answers. Maybe she's lying to you, or she lied to me. Both possible.
Think you just make up what you want to hear or what you want to like fit your narrative, like you just tried doing with people don't finish shows or finish things because they're scared of it being over.
It's probably true. It's
Yeah.
probably a factual statement.
Yes, you are
Guess what?
talking too much, is what I am agreeing with.
Oh, that's nice. Really appreciate that one.
So while y'all are at Nacogdoches, we will be at a wedding. I think it's our daughter's first wedding.
Ooh.
I really don't know. But her and I are standing in it. Flower girl, groomsmen.
Whoa, kind of
Yeah.
fancy.
Yeah, big deal. Big deal.
Has she been practicing for the big day?
Not at all. I don't know how to practice this. I mean, throwing flowers, pretty easy stuff. It's walking down the aisle at an orderly fashion that I just don't know.
So, yeah, you got to get a basket of flowers and let her practice throwing them around your house.
No. We'll wait till we get to the venue. She'll be professional about that part.
Okay, you and then she's got to walk down the aisle with everybody looking at her.
And she don't like that.
Is it just her?
No, there's two flower girls. Thankfully,
Okay.
the other girl's a little bit older, like probably 2 years. So hopefully she can like guide mine down the aisle. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll help me being at the other end of it. Whereas like she just doesn't break eye contact and come straight to me. That would be best case scenario.
Okay, so she's coming straight to you.
I would assume so.
Oh, that's perfect then.
I mean, at least once she gets down there, then we can figure out the logistics after that.
The pass off. Wow, standing in a wedding. This is what, your third or fourth stand-in wedding?
I think it's my. Does mine count?
No, yours doesn't count.
Okay. Okay, I did stand in that one, but I stood in yours, my friend James, and this one. This is my third wedding.
Third wedding, big time.
Not a big deal.
Big time, kind of a professional groomsman. You know what they're doing.
Dude, I mean, I run the show.
I don't think that's the case.
I'll probably be tying every single person's tie if I had to guess, so that'd be fun.
That's probably a true statement.
Because I did it at my other brother-in-law's wedding. I tied, I think, all but one of the groomsmen ties.
You did not tie everybody's tie in my wedding.
Did my other brother-in-law. I got like
Oh.
five of you.
Oh, okay. I
I
was
didn't
about to say,
stand in the other brother-in-law's wedding on my
you
wife's
just
side.
tied all the
I
ties.
just tied all the ties. When I got there, they're like, you know how to tie? I'm like, yeah. So I tied every single man's tie except one.
I was say, you did not tie ties at my wedding.
I think we all just tied our own.
I think we all tied our own.
Mine was for sure the nicest tied, but we all tied our own.
Yeah, of course, Christopher, we know that.
Yeah.
Would we have it any other way?
No, we never.
Not at all. So those are our big plans for October. Oh, are y'all doing Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you, what are y'all going as?
So we are going as what's the song? Hang on. Old MacDonald. So our son is going to be a farmer.
Okay,
Our daughter
he's
is
the
going to be a
farmer in the dough.
cow.
Nice.
And I don't know. I'm waiting for her to tell me what my wife and her and I are going to be. I'm hoping I could be a cow too, just make it nice and simple. And then we need to see we have friends who you know that live in our neighborhood. We're going to see what they're doing because I know last year their side of the neighborhood gets like a billion trick-or-treaters and our side gets zero. So our daughter would love to see like all the different costumes and stuff. So maybe see what they're doing and just go to that side of the neighborhood. And then, I mean, she doesn't like one eat much candy, let alone will she know exactly like why she's getting a bag full of it. So we'll just do a couple little houses just for her to get the experience and then really just see all the other stuff. 'Cause she loves, I think I said it last week, loves the scary things. Like the monsters, all that stuff like that. She loves that stuff. So
That's
for her to
awesome.
see it like in action, we'll see if she's a punk or not.
Oh, here we go. They're gonna try and scare her, and you're gonna make her terrified.
I would never do that. As a kid, I was always so terrified of those things. So I like that she's like not freaked out by it. So I'm not like gonna go scare her. I'm assuming she'd like to see it more played out.
Wow.
What
Okay.
about you guys?
We do not celebrate Halloween. Halloween is the devil's holiday
I knew you were gonna go there.
in this
Oh, I love
house.
it. Love it.
Now we are not against like passing out candy to other children. Once our children are asleep, I have no problems on giving them a sugar high. But we don't dress up or do any of that stuff.
Do you guys do Easter egg hunts?
Yes.
You should look into the main meaning behind that.
We have looked it up. There's been pictures floated around because of it.
The satanic?
Yeah, in
Yeah.
your family group chat of those
No,
weird Easter
not the
bunnies.
evil Easter bunny. I'm
Well,
talking like the.
it started with the conversation of the real reason Easter happens. I mean, so says online, like the Easter bunny and the satanic rituals behind it.
Oh no, I'm going like further back, like n not related to the bunny part, like just tying it to your Halloween stuff.
I just like it because then I don't have to spend money on costumes. But then, you know, they get around it. My wife gets around it because, of course, the school does like a storybook dress up day, so we have to still spend money to dress up our child as something.
Yeah, I mean it's. It's just how you celebrate. It's not like we're like, oh, all hail Satan over here.
You just said it.
We're walking around enjoying candy and costumes of all the other people.
So, no, we won't do it. We will probably either A, we'll be the cool house on the street that just sets out a bowl of candy, so whoever comes first can just dump it all in their bag and we can be done. Or we'll pass out candy. But our neighborhood does it weird. You gotta like go sit at the end of your driveway and set
Oh,
up a
you still do it
table.
that way?
That's how our neighborhood does it. I'm like, this is lame. Ring my doorbell.
That's weird.
Like, that was never a thing when I was growing up.
Yeah, I don't know what our neighborhood does.
So, we will, not do anything. I'll probably try and convince my. Oh, I'm actually not even home that night. I'm out reffing Thursday. I'm hoping I get lots of free cancellations. Free money, baby.
So, I'm sure a lot of these people will want to play because they'll dress up for it.
You think I'm letting them dress up and play? No, you need to have shin guards on and shoes
Well, I
and
mean,
a
if the
jersey
facility
number.
allows it, you're going to have to kind of suck it up and allow it.
Nah. My field, my rules.
It's not your field. You're
It
a
is
little
for that
employee.
time.
You
It
work
is.
for them.
No, I do not. I am not. I have filled out no employment paperwork.
You work for the players.
Oh, technically that's true.
So then the
They get
players can do
mad.
whatever they want.
They get mad too when they yell that when I give them red cards. Like, we pay you to do this. I'm like, that's y'all's business. Between you and Jesus. You deserve the red. I'm giving it to you. Sorry. Laying it out like it is, but.
Have you thought about reffing outdoor at all?
Yeah, I don't like outdoor as much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's longer games. It's, I don't know, slower paced time, right? Remember I did high school for a season or
Oh,
two.
up in Fort Worth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say for some reason, like as soon as I said that, I started remembering you doing that.
Yeah, I did high school. I just don't like because like weather is an impact on it. Games get
Yeah.
canceled, games get moved. I
And you weren't
like
always at the set same stadium either.
correct. I was all around like the greater Fort Worth area. So like here, it's always one location. I know the drive. I
And you're
know the
dealing with
times.
adults now.
Yeah, well, I mean they're worse
Just
than
as
the kids.
immature, but
Yeah, I mean I don't
it's
know
better than
who's
high school
worse.
students.
I don't know. At least the high school students, when you told them to shut their mouths, they listened. The adults
That's
think
true.
that it's
That's
a
true.
suggestion. Like
That's
one
true.
guy, no joke, he I don't know if I have told this story to you specifically, but he was playing goalie. He jumped out, he caught the ball in front of him, and he was outside the box. And I blew the whistle to call a handball, and I gave the free kick or whatever. And he's like, "Well, I'm in the box." I said, "Yeah, your feet are in the box, but I care about the ball, right?" And so we argued back and forth, and something happened at the other end, and he told me, he came over to me at the beginning of halftime, and he's like, "What happened?" And so I explained it to him, and he's like, "Oh, you're annoying. If you didn't see it, just say you didn't see it." And so I said, "Okay, like that's enough. Like I don't want to hear any more from you. Like I tried to explain myself. You chose not to listen. Like cool, we're done, right?" And so he walked away. He did halftime. He came back, and he spoke to me directly at half as soon as halftime was over. He said, "Man, just tell me you missed it. If you missed it," I said, "Great. Here's your card. You can go sit down." I said, "If you want to say another word, it'll be red too. Like you can be out of the facility."
What did he
Like no
say?
joke. He nothing after that. He kept his mouth closed the rest of the game.
That's insane.
I'm like, I told you, we are done. You wanted to be, you thought you were being cool and like asking me a question and then not listening to the answer, right? And just being like, yeah, whatever. Like, and so I told you we're done. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And then you come back literally because halftime's a minute. You literally come back a minute later and say the exact same thing I just told you to stop talking about. Cartage it, dissent, go sit down. I don't care.
Man.
Do whatever your business is. So that was nice. I give those out pretty frequently.
Awesome.
They want to chit chat, and I'm like, look, we're done. If you say another one, I'll card you. And then they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, all right, here's your card. I told you we were done. And they're like, well, I'm gonna go talk to the front. Go talk to the front. I don't care. I'm gonna tell you to stop talking to me, and we're gonna be done. I give them and the front has told me that I give them too long of a leash a lot. So when they go over there and they're like, he gave me a yellow card, they're like, and
Oh, really?
like he's probably giving you too long of a leash still.
So, do you think
Like,
you lead the league in cards given?
oh, definitely not.
Really?
Not even close. I mean, I may lead Thursday nights, but definitely not the lead. Like Sundays, not even close.
Really?
No, there's two guys that do the earlier shifts, and they give out cards for way less and way more often.
Oh, wow.
I don't give out a ton of cards. I did have to give a red card on Sunday to two ladies for boxing. Like, no joke, one girl slammed another girl into the wall. The girl who got slammed into the wall turned and punched the lady in like the rib side area, and then they squared up. I
That's
mean, they got squared
insane.
up, fists up, they were ready, they threw a couple punches.
I think if somebody threw a punch and made contact with me, I'm down, dude. I
Yeah, and
don't think I'm throwing other fists.
these ladies were going at it, and someone asked me, I was telling the story to someone, I think it was my father, and he goes, "Did you stop it?" And I said, "No, I have no interest in stopping it. You want to hit each other? Go ahead. I'll stand there and blow my whistle. Tweet, 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 tweet."
Once you're done, then I'll give you a card.
Yeah, once you're done, you can walk out of the facility. Hope you got your hits worth. You know,
That's
I here's the
insane.
when like even when men do it and get involved, I don't get in the middle of
No,
that.
dude, if you catch a stray,
I'm not catching a stray.
you're going to end up all over social media.
I blow my whistle real loud, and if your teammates want to stop you, your teammates can stop you. If not, I hope you can see the next day when you go to work, because we all going to work the next day. You
That's
know?
crazy.
So yeah, these people, I mean, the ladies, I think one of the ladies had had a few too many before she played. I have no confirmation of that, so it's just my assumption. Just my assumption.
You're a big assumption maker, aren't you?
Yeah. Always. But yeah, so that's the roughing side of it. It's good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I have a
You know.
topic for next week.
Oh, a little preview.
I want Mount Rushmore, and listeners, text it in, post it. Mount Rushmore of your Disney Channel original movies.
Channel original movies. Okay.
DCO, baby. DCO.
Now you're abbreviating things.
I'm doing abbreviations at the right time. At the right time.
Fair enough.
Austin, Austin, we love you guys. And always remember, we can't change the world unless we ramble. So keep on rambling.